Hey, welcome to Widow Too Soon. This is your host, Mark Massaro, and I'm here with the legendary friend and co-host of mine, Michelle Bader Ebersole, with the, if you're watching this, she has the most amazing background, making me feel all like the Grinch Scrooge? Over here, or Scrooge, yeah, Scrooge McDuck, no, Ebenezer Scrooge. Tales so daring, you said, and good luck, Tales.
Tales. Woo! Woo!
Anyways, yay, we're starting an episode. We're not getting very far into this, but Michelle has a super on-theme Christmas background. You got the little bit of the tree, you got the fireplace on the telly. It's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. I need some Christmas lights or something.
You did have your tree up first, like in October or something.
So. Yeah, well, that's how I roll. So actually this year I didn't get it. I was feeling pretty loserish. I didn't get it up till early November.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, terrible. I have some people that hate on me for that. They're like, not until after Thanksgiving. I'm like, no. I want it up for a while. Mm-hmm. So anyways, how are you doing?
I am okay. Hey, so a lot's been going on, so we'll start with some good stuff first. So, you know, Haley is a senior, so we've been doing like college tours. So that's been fun.
Nice.
We've just toured a couple right here locally. Don't think they're the right fit for her, but she does not want to leave Bentley and her cat Milo. So, yeah, I don't know nothing about me, but she does not want to leave. So she does not want to go somewhere. But we found out a lot of colleges let you take cats as emotional support pets. She's like, she literally said this, I'll pull out my whole story if I need to bring him. You know, like pulling the widow card. She's going to pull my cat died. I need a cat. I was like, whatever. So there's a school that's like an hour and a half away that I found. It's called Corbin University. It's like perfect for her. They have scholarships for music. They do theater. They do worship team. And they do music education, which is what she wants to do. It's very hard to find.
Oh, cool.
Music education. We can find education everywhere around here, but we can't find music education.
Well, that's what a school is.
Okay. Education. I meant elementary education, like to be a teacher, but she wants to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. I should make that
threw
clear.
Me off. I'm like, yeah.
It was teacher talk. I meant elementary education. Yeah. She wants to be an elementary music teacher. So none of the schools around here have that. So she would have to transfer in a few years. So we're going to go look at that. So I'm super excited because I feel like it has everything, even though I would totally miss her. I think it would be the most amazing experience. So that's been fun doing college stuff. And then, of course, you know, getting ready for Christmas and all of that good stuff. But a few episodes, I didn't talk about it last time. I talked about my headaches. So this has been like a 6-week process. I didn't share it before on the podcast, but I actually had a CT scan. So that was like massively triggering because obviously Luke had a lot of those. I didn't even tell my kids till afterwards because CT scan and all of that stuff reminds them of cancer. And I was freaked out. And Joel had already left for work and they called me and they could do it that way. He's like, I can come home and come with you. And I was like, no, it was actually at a different place than Luke would get them. So it was not as triggering. And I was like freaked out. They're like, it'll take like a week for the results. And it just reminded me of all this stuff, like waiting and all this stuff. Thankfully, I got the results the next day. There's nothing abnormal in my head, no tumors, no signs of strokes, like nothing like that. So it was like a huge, huge, huge relief because I was actually going through major anxiety, like on the floor crying, remembering Luke's death. And so I've still been trying to work through some of that. Like, it's kind of like PTSD has been happening with all of this. And then I was better for like 5 days, like no headaches. And then I started getting these crazy, like someone is shocking me on the top of my head. And like, what is happening? I'd had a few of those before the scan, but they kind of got worse. And I went to a physical therapist and he thinks it's, I don't remember, trigeminal, something neuralgia. It's something with the nerves. He thinks it's like these nerves in my head just going off. And so he's given me some exercises to do. I have some pain medication, but I'm trying to not take it very much. I don't want to be dependent on it. And then they also set up an MRI, an MRI just to see what's going on with all the nerves. But the MRI is less scary because I've already had the CT scan and I know that I don't have anything massively wrong. Like there might be something wrong with the nerves, but that you can usually correct. I'm still having anxiety about it just because I don't know what's going on. And it's just kind of weird when all of a sudden your head gets these shocks. And like, I was crying so hard yesterday and I can empathize with how Joel felt, because I used to feel it. He's like, I feel so helpless. Like, mm-hmm. I want to do something. Like, he'd never felt that before. And so he ended up like, let's get you a massage, because it could be like tense neck muscles. He called around. This guy moved his whole like schedule to get me in like an hour from when he called. And it was great. And I didn't have headaches the rest of the night. So I do think that it helped. I mean, I had them again today, but I did not have them. So we're still like praying about all that I'm just praying that God will heal me. Like, honestly, that's what I want. And I'm trying to understand, like, God, why am I going through this? Like, it's really, really hard to be the one who's going through something strange like this. Like, medical, I've never had anything like this in my entire life. And so it's been a bit of the challenge. But I feel like it's all going to be okay. I might have to take some, like, keep doing therapy, physical therapy, all that stuff. But I feel like it's just this nerve thing, which can get better. But it just kind of brought me back to this feeling of like, is this what it was like for Luke? Like, pain every day, and like, just like always wondering, am I going to get better? Is this what it's like for the rest of my life? And so it's been kind of like a emotional time for sure. And my kids know a little bit. Like, I told them after the scans that everything was good. They do know that I'm still having headaches because they pray for me and stuff. But that's a little bit of what's been going on. And as you can see, I'm like losing my voice, I have a cold. But enjoying the holiday season, still going out and doing fun stuff. We've done tons of like Christmas lights. So like, I love Hallmark movies. Joel's like, I've never watched so many Christmas movies in my life. Like, it's literally like every day. I'm like, come on. He's like, we watched one yesterday. I'm like, so? I mean, he'll like do something else kind of while I'm watching it. But tonight I'm hosting Hallmark movie night with my sister-in-laws. My mom and a friend is coming over. So I'm excited about that and just really enjoying this first married Christmas as we put our traditions together. Well, it's more like our traditions. Awesome. And like, he, you know, just him watching movies with us and like going out and looking at lights. And the other day we made this like full calendar. I'm like, we just need to schedule everything we want to do so that we don't miss out. So I'm still trying to like make the best of every day, but it's been almost like debilitating where I'm like, I haven't canceled anything yet, because I'm like, no, I can still do it, but it's very difficult. But sometimes I've found it's better when I go do something and not just sit and think about what's going on in my body. Like, what is this? And I'm still looking things up. I need to stop. I'm like, one more thing. Joel's like, I thought you were done. And I'm like, well, just one more thing. I need to know what this is. And then the problem is I'm like trying to like self-diagnose myself. And I think the doctors are sick of all this.
You know, and that's scary when you're self-diagnosing.
Yes. Yes. That's been scary. So stressful. And Joel's like, just let the doctors diagnose. But the physical therapist, he was amazing. Within 5 minutes, he told me this name of this thing he thinks it is. And I think he's right. And the doctors never did that. Like, he actually like moved things in my head. He's like, does this hurt? Does this hurt? And like, he figured it out within like 5 minutes. And that was so refreshing. Instead of like, just take this medication, it was like, let's figure out what's causing. I'm like, thank you. Like, I'm so tired of like, just give me medication. Like, I've been given all this medication. The only thing I've taken is naproxen, which is like Aleve, because I'm like, I don't want to take all these big ones. They just prescribed gabapentin to me.
I was going to ask you if they gave you gabapentin.
Yeah, I haven't taken it. I haven't even got it. That's what Luke always took for his phantom
nerve pain. Yeah.
So I don't want to, but if it might help on the way as I'm trying to heal from all of this. So anyways, that's been kind of a crazy, weird journey. So what's been going on with you?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry you've been going through all that. That's terrible. And I know it's got to be extra scary too with everything you've been through with Luke. I know that it brings back a lot of memories and grief. Yeah. And I hate hospitals, and that is the reason. I hate looking at the cabinets and seeing them pull out the swab pads, and just every little thing is just such a, you know, flashback to this or to that or whatever. So I'm sorry you're having to go through that. Probably the biggest thing on my mind right now is that today, as we're recording, is 3 years since Tina's husband passed away and went to heaven. So anybody listening, you know, if you wouldn't mind just praying for her. Obviously, it'll be a couple days after the fact when you're hearing this, because we are recording on Saturday, but you're hearing this on Tuesday or after. But please still keep her in your prayers. You know, it's tough, as all of us know. Just all the memories that pop up in Facebook and et cetera, et cetera. So that's what's going on there. I sent her some flowers today. That's nice. I got, she's going to laugh at this. So the florists in her area keep jacking me. I keep paying for these big, beautiful bouquets. And then she sends a picture to me and it's like, oh my gosh, I love it. And I'm like, that's not the one I paid for. Like,
oh,
that
no.
one has like three roses. The one I paid for had like, you know, 10 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And anyways, but they're still beautiful. So I'm just messing around. It was kind of an inside joke for Tina. Cause I was like, that's I promise funny. You, I'm getting you like the premium baskets and they keep delivering you like lower quality stuff. But, anyways, so I won't say the flower shop just because I'm not trying to bash anybody, but
right.
they were very pretty flowers. So, nice. And then this is weird. Okay. So her husband technically passed away on December 9th. My birthday is tomorrow, is December 10th. So I've always felt very sad for her about that.
Right.
And I've offered to like move my birthday because, and I know that's weird, but like, I don't care. I mean, you know,
right.
when you're a teenager or whatever, your birthday matters. When you're turning 44, it's like, whatever, like we could celebrate my birthday in January, but I feel so bad because I mean, not from me, but I would imagine on her own heart, the expectation is to be sad one day and then be celebrating the next day.
Right.
And I'm not saying, Tina, I'm not saying you have to celebrate my birthday, but I'm just saying like, you know, she's grieving one day and then the next day it's like, woohoo, Mark's birthday, you know? And so, but anyways, tomorrow's my birthday. So this is weird, Michelle. So I'm turning 44. We started this podcast when I was 41, 40.
Must be.
Right?
Well, we started it
We're
in
coming
May.
Up on 3 years.
Yeah, in May. In May, it'll be 3 years.
It's going to be been... May. Sorry. What? No. What is it? Backs? No. Is it Backs? NSYNC? It's going to be me?
Oh, well, that's why I didn't recognize it because you said but May.
Yeah, but that's how it sounds. That's how it sounds like when Justin Timberlake. I just said Juster. Justin Timberlake says it. Everyone knows that. It's going to be me. Anyway.
Okay. Anyways, you were 41.
So anyways, I was 42, 41, whatever. You were 29 back then.
Right? I'm still.
How are you still 29? I'm just curious.
It's just how it works for me.
Like, okay, I'm that's amazing.
My kids say that. They still say that. Always 29. Like, they've learned. That's how old I am. And you keep getting older.
You must have been like a leap year baby or something.
Yes,
cause,
yes.
Yeah. Anyways, always so my birthday
29.
Is tomorrow. I'm turning 44. I'm well on my way to 50. That feels weird.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
I mean, I don't
you'll
know
when you get there. Yeah. You'll know when you get there. But that's okay. I'm not one of those people. I don't care about my age. You know, it just doesn't good. Really bother me. Because I can still do a kickflip, and that's what's up.
Nice.
So, anyways, so all my so Tina was here. We had an amazing time.
Nice.
It was. I just have to share. Like, oh my gosh, it was so awesome. Like, I went to work. And she'd be at my house and would like clean and go grocery nice. Shopping and would like offer to bring me lunch and would just stop by to say hi. Gosh. Oh, it was just awesome. She
Amazing.
Picked up the kids from the adventure club and then they had some time together. And then I'd come home and like dinner was cooking and
wow.
she was there with the kids. It was like, and not that she has to cook for me or anything, but it was just, oh my gosh,
oh,
like it brought me
so
to
amazing.
Tears just about every time I came home, like to like have this help. You know,
yes,
and
yes.
And she's just so great with the kids. And so that was awesome. And then she gave me my birthday present early because she wasn't going to see me for my birthday. She friggin' went all out. So
what'd she do?
I always want to call them iPods. AirPods. She got me
yes,
AirPods.
I love AirPods.
I'm like, thanks for my iPods. I'm so
Joel
old school.
Used to call them AirBuds all the time. I'm like, no, they are AirPods, not AirBuds.
I think I've done that a few times too, honestly. So she got me AirPods because I'm an
nice.
Apple guy now.
I know.
I'm like, it's
great.
So much better. It's so
right?
much better. If you guys are listening and you're on Android, like, I'm sorry, but iPhones yeah. are better. So anyways, she got me a new bottle of cologne that I've been wanting because,
nice.
You know,
you're
I'm
a cologne
a collector.
Person, right?
I am the best smelling mechanic in Tennessee. I promise you that.
Nice.
Everyone's like, is someone wearing cologne? I'm like, yup, all proudly. But, you know, anyways, got to smell good when I'm wrenching on cars. But work's been going real well. And then Tina also, she gave me some candy. She wrote me a really sweet card. And she also took me to Top Golf. I've never been there. Nice. I love golfing, and it was amazing. We had so much fun. It was super cool. Like, I can't wait to go back. It was just
awesome. I gotta tell you this. So super funny. Like, we were in our room, and all of a sudden, Joel goes, Mark has a really good swing. That's amazing. I'm like, what are you talking about? And I had already seen the post and liked it, but I didn't see a video. So I'm like, how can you tell? He's like, the video is awesome. So he really likes your golf swing.
Hey, thanks, Joel. We got to go golfing sometime. That's awesome. I love golfing. It's, and I haven't golfed in, that was, and we didn't technically go golfing, but,
okay.
That was the first, you know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of more like a driving range / bowling alley is kind of the vibe I get. It's so much fun. I've never been there,
but we have one, so we should definitely.
It's cool. If you've ever gone to the driving range or any, have you ever hit like a golf ball? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you basically try to get it in these areas where you get points and everybody's trying to accumulate the most points or whatever.
Nice.
So super fun, super, super fun. But yeah, I hadn't swung a golf club in, gosh, 3 years, I think.
Wow.
So it was so much fun. Oh my gosh. But I was so sore the next day. I was like trying to rack cars, like push the lift. We have these lifts and, you know, you got to push the racks under the car and like just pushing them. I was like, oh gosh, like I can't do it. Like, oh man, it was brutal. But so anyways, we had an incredible visit, celebrated my birthday early. It was super sweet. She's coming again, which I'm super excited about. And
will she be there for Christmas or
no
she has her kids.
This is so this is her daughter's last Christmas before getting married. Her daughter's engaged, so super exciting. But you know, that obviously is causing Tina some grief too, that this is you know, she just feels like this whole new life, right? You know, and which obviously we all understand, but for her, it's, this is supposed to be the phase where her and her husband were empty nesting.
Right.
And they were like looking forward to that, not for any other reason other than, you know, rekindling and connecting and, you know what I mean? Like, just enjoying each other. You've raised children. Now it's time to enjoy each other again. So anyways, so, you know, my heart goes out to her for that. There's been a lot going on. I've been, pretty much working a lot, but it's been going great. And, I'm really remembering, a lot more stuff. And it's so interesting because the last time I worked on cars was like 25 years ago, something like that. And it's a little less than that, but anyways, it doesn't matter, a long time ago. And it's so crazy because I knew more back then because I was fresh out of school. I went to a school for Toyota Lexus to be a technician, and I knew more, but now I'm like way better at working on cars because I'm older and more intelligent and better with my hands. And you know what I mean? I've had a lot of job. I've had a lot of experience since then. So, and just my brain, the way my brain works now, I understand things a lot better. So it's pretty interesting.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, man, I'm really like picking this up. I'm learning how to like diagnose different noises and this and that. But so anyways, yeah, I've done a lot of cool jobs.
Nice. I have kind of a funny story.
Yeah.
That has to do with like a mechanic shop kind of. Well, we'll end there. So it was like a week or two ago. I'm on the freeway. So there's a bridge between Oregon and Washington. I'm driving in Joel's big old truck because Haley has my car, and all of a sudden there is a huge garbage can in the middle of my lane, like a plastic one, and I don't get to swerve in time. I hit it, and then all of a sudden I'm like, where'd it go? And I hear it's scraping under the truck. Okay, so I'm like, oh my gosh. So I pull over. There's like, I'm on a bridge. There's not really much on the side. So I'm like on the side of the road. I call Joel. I show him on FaceTime. He's like, what? And he's like, well, maybe like, can you back up? And I'm like, there's no place I'm on. And there's like cars going everywhere. He's like, well, it'll be safe to drive. Just drive it to the next exit. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, just drive it. So I'm not that far from the next exit. I get off and there's a gas station / like auto mechanic place like right there. But I go to the gas pump. Everyone's staring at me as I drive in, like a big plastic thing under the truck, just like and then the guy who's pumping his gas comes over to me. He's like, what happened? I'm like, I ran over a gas can on the freeway. I mean, a gas, not a gas can, trash can. And so he's so nice. He tries to help me. And then the guy who works at the like mechanic place comes over and he's like, what happened? And then So then I try backing up. It's like stuck underneath there, but then I back up. It's still not there. And then the guy's like, bring it over to my shop. I'll put it up on the, what are those things
the
called?
Lift.
Yeah, that's what reminded me. Put it. So I start driving over there and then it just comes out. But it was like the weirdest experience, like having a full on garbage can stuck under the truck for at least several miles while I was driving. But they were so nice to help me. And anyways, that was
that's cool. Yeah, that's like, funny though.
Yes, it was a weird thing.
I could like picture that.
Right? And it was everybody looking at you like, what?
That's awesome.
So anyways, I just want to share that a little.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So anyways, well, we were talking about Tina's life and, you know, that she's getting used to this new normal, right? So we're going to kind of talk about that a little bit today, like new normal. And so Michelle and I got this idea because we were kind of talking about, you know, what to do for an episode today. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's been my cheek.
Wow.
That was so random. See, we keep it real.
Keeping it real.
I was just like, huh? Ow. So anyways, we were talking about what to do for an episode and we both realized that it's like kind of far away for us now. I mean, we're both, you know, on the way to 4 years.
Yeah, crazy. Like 3.5. And that's nuts.
It's crazy. So we kind of wanted to talk about, we try to address a lot of topics for the newly widowed. We tried to do that because we understand that a lot of you that are listening, that's probably more, what'd you say, conducive? That's like more of the help that you would need. Right. So, but today we're going to try to maybe give you some encouragement by talking about what normal is like for us now and the things that we have forgotten and mm-hmm. things like that and just how it's not fresh in our minds anymore and that you'll get there one day too. So mm-hmm. some of you are there, obviously. We know a lot of the people that listen are around the same time or further than we are. But so what do you think about all that? We'll just kick it off with, we'll kick the can off with you.
I was gonna the trash share can, this. Get it? Oh, got it. Share this as something like that happened, but it kind of like ties into this. So finally, I think it was a Black Friday sale. I ordered a wedding picture. We didn't have any of our wedding pictures printed. I ordered like a big canvas and it's like this cute one in front of the plane and Joel's dipping me and it's like so cute. And we ended up, we had to take down some pictures of Luke and the kids and me, like in order to fit it. I'm like, where do we put it? He's like, well, just take these. I'm like, I do not want the kids to think that their dad's replaced. So I just kind of moved them. We put it under, but it's directly underneath my 15-year anniversary picture with Luke and the kids. And I'm holding science's 15-year anniversary. I'm like, this is just weird. I think we're going to have to like put another wedding picture above that and move that somewhere else because it's too weird to me to see my 15-year anniversary picture with him and then my wedding picture to you. Like it just, it's so strange like to have, because I'm in a completely, I love where I'm at, you know, but I loved my life with Luke. And so seeing them in the same like little vision, it's so strange. And so I'm definitely going to move that, but new normal, like it's completely, you know, I'm in a totally different phase now. I've been married for 8 months, 8.5. Yeah, 8.5 months and absolutely loving it. So I don't always feel like a widow anymore. And I know we've already been over, are you a widow? Are you not a widow? All that stuff. But like, I still work with a lot of widows. And what we do is widows, like my whole career is like widows and helping people grieving. But I can remember, but it's not as fresh as it used to be. Like mm-hmm. I can remember when it was the first Christmas being totally devastated, not wanting to really do a lot, not being able to like, just, there was always tears like for everything. And it was like joy, trying to have joy, but having sadness. And, you know, my new normal now, I mean, I guess we're like comparing, contrasting like what it was like then to what it's like now. I mean, I'm married now. And so I'm loving that life and building a new future with Joel and integrating our families together. And my life actually looks 100% different because Luke was sick most of our marriage. And so he was unable to leave the house most of our marriage, like just so many things going on. Yeah, with Luke, it was always like, I would assume he's not going to come to something. And if he did, like he's feeling great, it would be like an awesome surprise. And now with Joel, I assume he's coming with me to things. And then if he can't, it's like, the not normal. So that's completely different, like completely different. Like, I feel like I can't even compare because it was such different circumstances, but my life mm-hmm. like is so different when I was married before and when I'm married now, or like, let's go back to when I was first widowed, like going and I just remember going to like Christmas. I remember that first Christmas, just like crying and just remembering the Christmas before, because I was with Luke the Christmas before. I think when it's just like, oh, last year we did this, last year we did, it's so fresh that it makes it that much more difficult. Now it's still like, oh, we remember memories. Like, I've already told Joel about several of our Christmas memories as we're doing things. Like last night we had this awesome date downtown Portland, and as we're going, we passed the place where Luke and I got married. And it's all like lit up for Christmas. And I was telling him about that and how like we would go there at Christmas. And I haven't been back in 4 years since the last year we went with Luke, you know. And I mean, just it's so, my life is so night and day different from when I was married before and when I was a widow, that it's almost like harder to remember those feelings of loneliness that I used to have. My grief now is way more for my kids. Joel did not replace Luke, but I now have someone in the role that Luke played. I have a husband. Mm-hmm. And so I feel sometimes it's hard for me because I don't feel like I relate to the widows I work with anymore. Not like hard. It's just a weird place to be because I am going home to a husband that is different mm-hmm. than all of them. And like, after I see them, I go home to a husband and we get to debrief about our day and all the things. And like, it feels different, but I hope this is like encouraging to people that if you can definitely have happiness again and your life can look completely, like, I don't recognize my life. I live in a different house, like in a different city. I mean, it's still pretty close. I have a different career because I didn't, you know, I decided to leave teaching and to get into like grief work and working with widows. Like almost everything is different. Like, I'm married to someone that I met in college that I reconnected with. You know, and also my kids are almost grown now. I have one in college, one about to go to college. So that's completely different. So, you know, like, they're pretty independent. I have almost all of them are driving. Well, they all are driving. Peyton doesn't have his license yet, but he drives. So it's just a whole different world than when, like when I was first widowed and it felt like everything was on me, like all the responsibilities, everything. I felt so alone. And so I have like, my kids are more independent and able to help with things. And then I also have a husband now. So my life feels totally different, but yet I remember some of those things. Like, I've been having the PTSD about, I can just see so clearly Luke dying in my mind. I'm brought back to that moment and it feels fresh. You know, it's just a weird place to be. Anyways, I've been talking about stopping.
That's okay. It doesn't matter.
What does it mean to you? Like, well, how does your life look different?
So, yeah. Okay. So, well, I'll just comment on some of that. I remember when I first met you, we were both broken.
Yeah, totally.
Like, we were broken. And it was like such a different life even then. Like the whole like being widowed thing was like this, yes. Like, I can't believe this is my life. And like, I didn't want to press forward. I was just so like, I don't know. Like, of course I was devastated and stuff, but like, it just, at one point I lost the will to like live. Like, I just didn't care. And you know, my kids, obviously you care for your kids. You don't want them to lose another parent or whatever. And I wasn't like going to hurt myself or anything like that, but I just didn't care if something happened to me or not, you know? But gosh, like, just how things change. And yeah, I'm in a different state. I'm on the other side of the country. I hadn't worked on cars the whole time I was with Lacey. I mean, she knew it was something I did do, and I fixed our cars several times. And obviously she knew the mechanical skills were there, so to speak. I fixed a lot of friends' cars, but I didn't do it for a living. So that's totally different. Obviously I'm raising the kids on my own. And that was really hard at first and really overwhelming. And the thought of getting groceries and meals and doctor's appointments and enrolling them in school and just all the different things was just so overwhelming. Like I can't even, that word doesn't even do it justice. Like I just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. But slowly I just like learned how to do this and how to do that. And okay, yeah. I can do this. And I started building confidence that, okay, I can do these things. And even like getting a job, like I remember telling Tina, I was like, I don't know how. That's why like I pursued real estate so hard, because it gave me the freedom to not have to worry about finding daycare and sitters and all the different mm-hmm. stuff, especially in a state where I don't know anybody. When I was in California, I had a laundry list of people I could call at any time to mm-hmm. ask for favors, and they would have been more than happy to do it. But you know, life changes and everything. And Tina really like encouraged me and was like, you know, you can do it. Like, you know, and she helped me with some stuff and, found out about the adventure club at my kid's school. And then all I had to do was like call and ask about it. And I think she even called one time and asked about it, but anyways, same thing with like doctor's appointments. She's encouraged me like, you can do it. Like, so mm-hmm. here's what you have to do. You call. And so going from being this beyond broken, I was afraid. I was really, really afraid of my new life. And time just slowly goes on. And obviously a lot of things that I pursued helped me a lot. This podcast, mm-hmm. when you're trying to teach people about things, all of a sudden, you know it and understand it. And so I've pursued positive thinking. Yeah. I've been a positive thinking person for a long time. I used to be very pessimistic. But it was like one day, and this is like a random side note, but I was sitting in the car with a couple friends and we were waiting for another friend that like ran in the house to, he had to do some chores or something. I don't remember what it was, but we were waiting in the car for him for like a half an hour. So we were all having a conversation and my friend said to me, he's like, dude, you're kind of negative. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I'm just talking about stuff. Like, what do you mean negative? And he's like, well, the things you're talking about, you could also talk about those things in a positive way. Mm. And he gave me a couple examples and I had never heard anything like that before. And it was weird. It was like this light bulb where I was like, so any situation you can just decide to look at it differently. And he's like, exactly. And I was like, oh my gosh. Uh-huh. And I started reading books. I read, you know, there are a lot of leadership books. And then I can't believe I'm drawing the Power of Positive Thinking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really great book. And just things like that. And I've trained my brain. So now I totally look at things the opposite way. So if I have a bad day at work, I'm constantly like, well, at least I have this, or at least this happened or whatever. Like, so it felt really crushing for me too. And I know I'm kind of going on a side note here, but it was kind of discouraging for me to have worked so hard to become a real estate agent. I worked really hard because remember I had to get my GED. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I worked really hard and I just strived and there was nobody telling me to do it. I had to literally discipline myself to sit down at my computer to read books for hours each day. I had thousands of hours. Well, I don't know about thousands. I had over 1,000 for sure hours invested in becoming a real estate agent. I finally got it. I passed all my GED tests. Mm-hmm. I passed my real estate tests. And then it just wasn't working out. I got in at a really bad time when prices are high and interest rates are high. And when you're in an area where you don't know anybody. And so it was really discouraging for me also when I was talking to Tina about me finding another job to admit that I failed at this. And it's not that I failed.
Right.
But I kind of did, but not because I failed, you know what I mean? But just because it was a product of circumstances. But but the positive side of that was I said, look, like because I was actually going to work, I was going to the office, I was dressed really nice. And I just decided to go into this mechanic shop and ask if they were hiring. And I was dressed real nice. You know what I mean? I looked all professional and everything. And I think that had a lot to do with, plus mm-hmm. my positive attitude had a lot to do with me getting the job. But also something, as I said, you know what though? If I didn't pursue my real estate license, I would have never gotten my high school diploma. When I filled out the application for that job, I finally, for the first time in the first time in my life, but you know, since I had the opportunity to graduate high school in 1998, I got to put on an application that I was a high school graduate. It didn't matter for this job, but it was cool. So anyways, I'm totally going off track, but this is all stuff to where my life has changed. Mm-hmm. And I had a support system from Lacey before. Now I have a support system for Tina, but from Tina, but for a long time there, it was just me.
Yeah.
And that was a scary, scary season because everything I did, like moving to Tennessee, if it was a mistake, it fell on my shoulders. And I've talked about that before. It was scary, but you know, so what I want to say, the point I'm all this I'm trying to get to, with a little bit of sidetracking was that my life was in shambles. It was just broken and so discouraging and so lonely. And I do remember the loneliness because, you know, it's not the same loneliness I feel now, of course, because Tina's always a phone call away. But, you know, we have a quote unquote long distance relationship. Right. I don't get to see her as much as I would like to.
Right.
So there are a lot of like lonely times, but at least the loneliness now is because I miss her. Yeah. And not because I have nobody. That is a very, very different kind of loneliness. But so I just wanted to say that my new normal, even though I'm not, you know, remarried, but gosh, what a difference it is to have somebody in your life again. If that's the kind of thing you want.
Right.
Gosh, what a blessing, you know, and you just appreciate it so much. So I'd say that from all of that depression and PTSD and horror that I saw, just absolute horror. I learned a lot and it gave me a very different perspective on life. And I do see how fragile life is. And so like you're saying with going in for MRIs and CT scans and stuff like that, there is this, this feeling that like, whoa, like life is like really, really fragile. And things can just change at any moment. And I don't want to take anything for granted, you know? So anyways, that's kind of my, well, I was going to say 2 cents, but it was more like 99 cents on, you know, this topic. But it's, I hope that it's encouraging for people to see that we were once where a lot of you are and a lot of the same feelings and all that. And so, so what would you say is your greatest takeaway from what you've been through? Throwing you on the spot.
Nice.
I'm almost getting my falsetto voice back. I wanna rock, rock. Sorry. Was that loud?
Really loud in my AirPods. What do you call them? AirPods?
iPods.
iPods.
Sorry, I just had to practice there.
The single biggest takeaway is that Jesus heals broken hearts. Like, we can do all these tools. Like, I always talk about grief recovery is a tool. Books you read, podcasts, all that. Those are tools. But ultimately, he is the healer. And he truly can turn your mourning into dancing. And I've seen it over and over and over again in my life and other widows that I've met and other people going through grief. And so clinging to God is like really the biggest thing. I mean, so many nights on the floor crying. I mean, so many.
Yeah, crying out to God too.
Yes. Yeah, crying out to God. And, you know, I was reminded of this recently. Like, I can't remember where I read it, but the verse that talks about God doesn't like, or it talks about like God doesn't promise that we're not going to go through the storms, but he promises he will be with us in the storms, you know, and to remember that because sometimes people are like, why is this happening to me? Like things happen. We don't really have a reason here on earth, like, but we just know that like, yeah, God can help us through them. He does. You know, like something happened in the last week in a situation where somebody went through something and medically and it came out good. And somebody said, praise God, God is so good. And I was thinking, but what if it hadn't gone good? Isn't God still good? Like, why do we say that in our culture? Like, if somebody is healed, then we say, God is so good. Or like, you know, Joel will say like, okay, my test came out or whatever. I don't know if he said that phrase exactly, but like, I'm like, but I don't think he said that, but like, God would still be good even if it hadn't come out. I don't know. I'm just kind of like, that's a
no, thought. I get it. It
doesn't really
go I get with it. This, cause that's, well, that's something we've talked about on here too, is that, yeah, God is good even if, and then, so you get on one side of it, if people get good results, God is so good, like you said. Right. But on the other side of it, then you get a lot of people that say, why would God allow this? Mm-hmm. And it's like Job said, what am I going to curse God in the good times? Or excuse me, praise God in the good times and curse him in the bad? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or I think I might be misquoting that, but it's something to that effect.
Yeah.
Again, yeah. We're not Bible scholars, but we just believe. I remember, I think it was the first episode.
Yeah.
I was like, none of us are Bible scholars or have been to Bible college. You're like, I have.
I have actually been to Bible college one semester.
Yeah. In Texas, right?
California.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
In San Dimas, California. It was called Life Bible College. It's now called Pacific Christian or something.
San Dimas. Yeah, that's where Raging Water or Wild River is. Waters.
And Bill and Ted's. Yeah. San Dimas High. Yeah. That's what it's famous for. But yes, Raging Waters.
Okay.
Roaring Waters, whatever it's called.
Yeah, anyways, yeah.
I did go to Bible college once.
Yes. Okay. In San Dimas. I think that's off the 10 freeway. No.
I don't remember which one.
Come on.
I just didn't remember a little bit.
I think is it 57 to the 60? Anyway, so I don't say it's hard to say freeway because there
really,
are.
Because you guys say highway?
It's highway.
Because Joel always says highway. I'm like, it's freeway. Like everyone here says freeway.
I think it's freeway there. Because like here, the highways, they're like, I think the most I've seen is like three lanes. So Tina like tripped out when I told her, I'm like, oh no, there's a point on the 91 where it's like 11 lanes wide on each side. And she's like, what? Oh my gosh. That like, if we ever go visit California, can you please drive? Like, yeah. I'm pretty used to it. Yeah, but yeah, you know,
crazy drive.
Yeah. There's some big old freeways, but, so anyways, yeah.
Well, let's go to your answer. Like what is, I already said Jesus. So
yeah,
trump that, but, what after Jesus, like what is
after Jesus,
the biggest contributing factor or whatever your question was?
Yeah. My biggest takeaway.
That's it.
Well, I think yours was a great answer. Obviously that's number one, but, just that you never know what's around the corner, good or bad.
True.
You know, like I remember when Tina reached out to me for the first time. I was literally sitting on the couch just being like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to be alone forever, you know? Mm-hmm. And bing,
bing,
I get this message and I open it up and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's that cute girl. Hold on, wait, what does this say? And then we just started chatting. And so just like that, in an instant, my life changed. And it was because I followed what I felt God was telling me to do and moved to Tennessee. So I think that probably my biggest takeaway is good or bad. We're always in seasons. Some seasons are good. Some seasons are bad. But we were in bad seasons and now we're in good seasons. Mm-hmm. And I am aware, and this is probably my greatest earthly takeaway since you got the ultimate number one answer, survey says. So I'm out there trying to get the number two answer with, oh gosh, what's his name? The host of that show.
Oh, Family. Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. That guy's so funny.
Yeah.
I would say that life is always a series of seasons. And when you're in a good season, like truly, truly appreciate it and live it up and just know that this is a beautiful season of life right now. And I appreciate every minute of it. I appreciate my kids' health. I appreciate their smiles and their laughter. I appreciate seeing Tina's beautiful smile and getting her hugs whenever I get to see her. And instead of complaining when I don't get to see her, I just look forward to the next time I do. Mm-hmm. And to know that like, whatever I want to complain about, that like, it's not my wife having cancer.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that might be the case again one day. But I'm going to live my seasons, when it's cold, when it's a cold season. So a negative, dark season, you fight through that because summer's coming, spring's coming, and no matter what you're going through, you know, it's kind of like, I remember in one of those books I read that I was talking about, and gosh, it might even have been like, "Don't sweat the small stuff" or something like that. And it was like, always ask yourself in every situation, is this going to matter in 5 years?
Right. I remember reading that. Yeah.
And if the answer is no, then don't make a big deal out of it. Don't sweat it. Like, if it's not going to matter in 5 years, then just don't make a big deal out of it. And I try hard to do that. I try to be graceful and loving in all situations. You know, we're still human, but so anyways, that's my long answer to a short question. That is probably my greatest takeaway, is to really appreciate when things are good.
For sure.
So Carpe anyways,
DM all the time.
Survey says, bing, bing, bing. That was the number two answer.
Oh, that was pretty good.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It reminds me of like what you were saying is like, I remember this saying I heard one time, like, if time or money can fix it, it's not a problem. Mm. Like thinking about that, like health things, time or money doesn't really fix that. So that's more of a problem.
Yeah.
But other things, like, they don't really matter. They're not as, you know, big of a problem if time or money can fix it. So, I think it's all about making the most of every day and keeping the eternal perspective and, like, what is God's purpose for me today? Like, who can I help today? Like, what is this all about? Like, what is life all about? Am I pointing people to Jesus? Like, am I doing the best that I can? I've been continuing to try to run and work out while I've had these headaches, because I want to feel healthy, and I want to be like, and when I run, like, it helps me too. Like, thank you, God, that I have the health to run. Like, you know, and like, it was actually Peyton, we were talking about, like, fear and things that he fears. He said something that was really good. He was like, fear of things to come takes away from the joy and peace of today. And I was like, yes, I'm experiencing that. Like, I was honest with him. I said, you know, I'm having some thinking about like health issues. He's like, you mean with your headaches? I'm like, yeah. And if I worry too much about it today, it's stealing my peace and joy. So that's really good. That's really insightful. If we worry about things, and my mom used to say to me when I was a kid, don't borrow trouble. Like, I don't need to freak out about all these health things and like still try to self-diagnose and blah, 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 blah. And like, I'm worrying. So Joel's so good about these, like, well, like, today this is what we know, and that's where we're at. We don't need to think about, like, until we know differently, like, you're good. We're going to figure this out. And like, just staying in today. And if there is something in the future, then we'll face it then. But today, this is where we're at. And that's so good, but so hard to do. Like, I'm really struggling with that right now. Like, the health thing is something I've never dealt with personally. I've dealt with all of Luke's stuff, but not personally, where I've had something like, this is like 6 weeks now. I've never had it. And so it's a whole new season. And so I'm trying to ask God, like, what are you trying to teach me? Like, what is this about?
And then, well, it's kind of like, goes back to focus on what you know to be true.
Yes.
And let go of what you don't know.
Right. And be thankful. Actually, Joel just reminded me of this. So he just left to go to Colorado, you know, his job. He has to fly sometimes. And I was like, I feel like when you used to, like, have to take you to the airport and I don't see you for a month. And he's like, but it's not like that. Like, look at what we do have. Like, I'll be back in a day, you know? And it's like focusing on those good things when sometimes our mind wants to go automatically to the negative, you know, and just really, we have to work at it. I've been talking to Peyton a lot about take every thought captive when he's having these thoughts that are difficult. Like, no, God says take every thought captive. That doesn't mean just like let the thought go away. Take captive means you like take it, you question it, like, why are you here? You shouldn't be here, and you don't let it stay. And so I think that's important for every widow or anybody listening, any season of life, that we need to take our thoughts captive. Because I really believe this, my counselor taught me, every thought comes from God, self, or Satan. Like, every thought. So I've taught that to my kids. I'm like, okay, does this come from you? No. Would God say this? No. Then it's Satan's, the enemy. Like, he can whisper in our ears, like, lies, and he lies to us through all kinds of things, social media, all this the and time. That. Yeah, all different ways. So if that was not God or self, do not listen to it. You know, and so just being really aware of that every thought comes from one of those things, And she also says the same about dreams, that every dream can come from God, self, or Satan. I was like, oh, especially if you have those like super demonic ones that you know you didn't come up with and God wouldn't give you. And so it's an interesting way of thinking about things, you know, so that you don't believe lies, because he will lie to us all the time. Like, he knows our weaknesses. So right now it's all this health stuff with me. Like, God's not in control, and you probably have this, and you probably have this, and like, go Google that. And then I do, I listen, and I don't want to do that, you know? So.
No. Yeah. I mean, I think that's good. And, I'm wondering here. So Tina, if you're listening, she had a dream that she was dating a really old man. So where did that come from?
No, I know sometimes they're just weird dreams, right?
Yes, yes. Well, that's what made, that's what I started thinking about, is I was having some weird, I've been having some weird dreams lately. I'm like, where did that come from?
Right.
You know, sometimes and then, just and then I just, in my sidetracking, I remembered her talking about that dream. And she's like, yeah, it was weird. I was like dating this like really old man.
Well, maybe it's you in the future.
Maybe. Maybe. And she just stays 29 like you do.
Yes, that's what happens.
Yeah, maybe
to women.
That's what it is. Yes. Oh, that's awesome. So yeah. Anyway, no, I was just a little joke on the side for Tina, but
that's
funny. And for the audience, because now I shared her secret. So anyways, no. But yeah, that's definitely true, and we do have to control our thoughts, because it is very easy to get afraid.
Yeah.
And especially like as days go by and we're waiting for God, say, to bring us somebody, another right. person in our life. And I just want to share with everybody too. I mean, I know those of you that have been listening for a while, I had an amazing marriage to an incredible woman. I was extremely happy. She was the mother of my children. I never, ever thought I would truly be that level of happiness again. But you can. And you can find happiness again. Now, of course, it's never the same. And I was actually just talking about this with Tina today, that I want to remind everybody that Tina was, you know, and she knows this stuff. She's, you know, shared some of these thoughts with me too, but like she was having these feelings, you know, that she really missed her old life.
Yeah.
But she's really grateful for her new life.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, that's the beautiful thing. You can have both of those feelings. Those, like, for some reason, we're in this perception in society that, like, if something's true, then something else can't be true.
Right.
But, like, or that it has to be one or the other. But, like, I can miss Lacey and wish that I still had my life with Lacey, but also be very thankful for my life with Tina and loving every minute of it.
Yep.
Those two things can exist at the exact same time. And so for those of you who are hoping to get remarried again, maybe you're not ready yet. Maybe God hasn't brought that person to you. Maybe you're still in that season of nobody will ever be as good as him or her. And that's something you might feel right now. Those feelings are true because that's where your heart is right now. But what you can't see is that the longer you go, the more you learn about you, the more you become identified with yourself and not identified with your marriage. The more your heart is ready to start receiving happiness again from another person. And it is weird at first. But all of a sudden you have those butterflies again. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This woman is just great. You know, that's me. That's my thoughts about Tina. Gosh, I remember the first time I met her, I was just so taken back because all I'd seen is pictures. And then when we met and she got out of the car, I remember the first, and I've shared this on here before, the first words out of my mouth, just instinctively, I was like, oh my gosh, look at you. And it was just this feeling of like so much gratitude. Like this beautiful girl wants to like, she's here like meeting me, you know, and we've just grown in our relationship and grown with each other. And, you know, we just know each other really well and we're, you know, getting close to being dating for 2 years, and which is crazy. Like time just keeps going.
It does.
time just keeps on going. It's crazy. So anyways, I haven't even quoted Forrest Gump yet.
I know.
What is wrong with me? It's okay.
You don't have to.
I was going
to
say, no, I do.
Okay.
No, go I ahead. Don't.
So very similar to that, when Jill and I were at dinner, it was this really cool place. Like, it's fondue. Like, they have a warmer in the middle of the tables. And it was just really, like, cool experience. Like, we're waiting for our fondue.
Was it the melting pot?
Yes. Do you guys have that too?
I don't think we have them here. Actually, I think there's one in Knoxville, but we had, Knoxville. Yeah. But we had a lot of them in California.
Yes. Yeah, super cool.
It
and,
is. Oh,
of course, the chocolate fondue is amazing too.
After. Yes.
But anyways, we're waiting and he's like got tears in his eyes. I'm like, what's happening? He's like, I just love you so much. Like, I just can't believe I'm married to you. And I'm just so thankful. His was not, he's not widowed, but he's a lot of challenges in his past. So he's also very, very thankful. And then it just like, it feels nice to be loved that much. I go, remember when it was like a few months into our dating relationship, we met up in San Antonio and we were having dinner and he like cried then. Like, he's like, I just love you so much. I'm so happy. And we both were like teary. And it was just like, you just feel so thankful when you have love after loss, whether that's widowed or divorced, just that feeling.
Anytime you've been through something hard too, to be in a good season is like, oh gosh, this is so great. You know?
Right. Yeah. So anyways,
San Antonio, isn't that where they make paste salsa?
I don't know. I don't
remember. Vistos made New York City.
New York City. Get a rope.
Get a rope.
Why did that come back to me from like the 80s? Like, why do I know that?
Because it was some of the best marketing ever because it sticks in your head.
I remember that. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
San Antonio was amazing. Like, as soon as I landed at the airport, he's like, I was surprised. And he had booked a horse and carriage like down.
Oh, no way.
It was so amazing. It was.
That's super cool. That was I love that.
Beautiful time. I think that was January and we started dating in October. So just a few months into our dating.
That was January and you started eating in October?
Dating.
Oh, I'm like, dang, that was a long wait.
For months.
So I do have to say one thing about the melting pot.
Yeah.
It's delicious, but it's so annoying to me that you have to cook every bite for like 30 seconds. Was it still like that?
No, it was already. What? Well, we didn't get the protein, so we got the cheese.
Oh, yeah. That's just bread. You dip it.
Yeah. And then
the protein, you have to like hold it in for 30 seconds.
Oh, because I was like, it was like $40 for that part. And I was like, I'll be full with just the cheese and the dessert. So we just, and he had a salad. And so we didn't do that. So I didn't know that part.
Oh, okay. That was the only thing. It was delicious. Every bite was delicious. But I'm just sitting there like watching. I'm like, come on, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Like you have like the chicken or whatever. You have to actually cook it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the chicken. I didn't get chicken. Okay, we got I think it was like steak. Or something. Okay. But I do remember just sitting there. I was like, oh my gosh, I want another bite. But like, I have to do labor for every bite.
Yeah, that would be.
But yeah, the dessert was awesome. I think they brought us a fruit platter. It was like strawberries and melons. And so you'd run it under the chocolate fountain or whatever, or dip it in the chocolate fondue.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. Definitely.
Yeah, no, it's a cool, and it's a cool experience to, you know, it's kind of like, do you guys have Benihanas?
I think so. Were you there? Okay. Stuff. It's just not my.
Yeah, they cook.
Because it's like
you don't like Japanese little shrimp thrown in your pocket.
No,
it's Japanese.
Whatever. I don't like any of that food. So.
Wait. It's not like sushi. You know that, right?
I don't know that. I don't like sushi either.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's what I mean. It's not like sushi. Anyways.
It's like one of those places where they.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I think I've been to one. That's the knives.
Yes.
Ching, ching, ching. I think, okay, I did go with Joel's family. But it wasn't called Benihana. It was something like that. And I just got plain noodles. I'm like, can I get noodles plain? Just cook them with nothing on them. And I ate them chicken, I think. So it worked.
Hey, it's healthy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There you go.
It's funny. This is so random, but I was talking on the phone with Tina the other day from work and she could hear, she's like, oh, I hear somebody like taking off tires in the background or whatever. You know, she could hear the guns, the impact guns. And I said, they're putting on tires. And I was like, so here's the difference in sound. If you hear, that's putting on tires. If you hear, that's taking off tires.
That's funny.
She was cracking up. She was like, oh my gosh, I love your sound effects. It was awesome.
Funny.
Yes.
Anyways, anything else about, what were we talking about? New normal.
Anything else about the new normal? Probably, but no, not anything off the top of my head.
We're good.
Just to encourage people that where once we were in a very different season, things change. You know, I mean, I'm even at the point now where like it doesn't hurt me the same way when I see posts about Lacey, memories, things like that. Don't get me wrong. There's definitely times, but for the most part, it just puts a smile on my face. And that's genuine. It's just like, oh man, what a blessing to have been married to her. And I'm thankful and I relish in relish? Is that the right word I'm thinking of?
Maybe. That means you like it, I think.
Revel.
Revel, that's better, yeah.
That's what I'm all, wait a minute. I don't know. Anyways, I revel in like what was. And so anyways, as time goes by and it gets further away from you, then, you know, things get better. So, wait for it. That's all I have to say about that.
Perfect. We had to have that.
Yes. Have to have it once. So for all of our listeners in Greenbow, Alabama. Actually, I found out from some people that were, that we saw one time at the beach in California, we were talking to some people and, they said they were from Alabama, which from here, that's not that surprising because I'm reasonably a lot closer here than I was in California. But from California, it was like, whoa, Alabama, that's crazy. And I said, so have you ever been to Greenbow? And they're like, oh my gosh, no, first of all, that's not a real place.
Oh.
I was like, oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. So they said, I don't know if it's true. Don't quote me, listeners, but I heard Greenbow, Alabama is not a real place.
Wow.
So anybody want to chime in on that, please do. So we also want to ask people, we want to do an episode where we answer your questions or talk about an email that you send us. If you want to share with us something that's happened or something like that, maybe we could do it like a special like Christmas episode or something. I'm running this by Michelle as I'm talking about it. But, you know, we would like to get some more interaction with our audience. So anything you want to share with us that you'd like us to read, any advice you have for widows or widowers or us, nothing negative, please. Remember, we're trying to be positive. So no negative feedback. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's it. So should I pray?
That'd be great.
Got to pray. Pray!
Just to make it today. Got to pray just to make it today. Hey, hey.
You're switching into a different song now.
Oh, I am? I don't know.
Too legit to quit. Hey, hey.
Okay, you're right. Okay.
But, you know, we're too legit to quit, and we got to pray to make it today.
Both of those things. All right, pray. So you go pray.
Okay. All right, Lord, I'd just like to thank you so much for giving us this ministry to reach out to people. I'd like to thank you so much personally on behalf of Michelle and I and Tina and so many others that we know of that are on the other side, that that they see very few. We all see very few rain clouds in our lives. And I just like to express my gratitude for that. I'd like to pray for Tina. And if everybody in the audience listening would join me in this, just praying for Tina and for, you know, the hard time for her and her kids that as it's been 3 years since her husband went to heaven. I'd also like to lift up Michelle in prayer for her scan that's coming up. Lord, I pray that the doctors would see something and that it would be super clear and super evident with a direct path to recover, a quick recovery. And I'd like to also ask everybody in the audience to lift Michelle up in prayer and just pray over her and her headaches, because we all know how frustrating headaches can be. Lord, I'd just like to pray that anybody listening that is in that old season, that is still, that their current season is our old season, Lord, that you would encourage them, that you would put your hand on their shoulders. And as they lean into you, Lord, that you would respond and that you would carry them and give them a sense of your peace, especially coming into the holidays, Lord, that may we all remember what a joy it is that Jesus Christ came to earth. And we ask all these things in his precious holy name. Amen.
Amen. If you liked this episode, give it a little bing, bling, 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 bling. five stars. Oh, that's a good one. I know, right? Gotta mix it up.
That's the slot machine one. Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, write a little review. We would appreciate it. Share it with people. Connect with us on our Facebook page. We're going to put something up there where you can give suggestions, questions, blah, blah, blah. Widowed Too Soon with number two on Facebook, Instagram, all the places. You can email it, widowedtoosoon@widowgoals.org. All the stuff.
All the stuff. And it's because, just for those of you that are new listeners, it's Widowed Too Soon because there's two of us.
Yes.
Not because we don't know how to spell. I always feel like I need to say that every 20 episodes or so.
Yeah, it's Widowed Too with the number two.
It's because we're clever.
There's two people. Get it?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So it's clever.
It actually is. It actually is pretty good. I mean, it really is. So anyways, and thanks for all our listeners and supporters worldwide. Like, for real, we appreciate you. And
thanks for the emails. We've gotten some really sweet emails.
Yes, we have. So anyways, hope you all.
And I can't remember her name, but she loves that we say Widow Widow. I cannot remember her name right now. Kim, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
The review recently. That was Kim, Widow Widow.
Did the what?
The review that I sent you, like,
review. I thought you said radio. Okay, sorry. I'm getting old. See how, look at right before I turn 44, I start going deaf.
And have a happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you.
44. I can't even imagine. Yeah. That's so much older.
I know. It's so old. I'm like so dusty. Old.
Like, what? I know. All right. Well, we'll see everybody later. Have a great day.
Bye. God bless you all.